Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, following another round of steady to lower cash cattle trade yesterday, it appears that the tone of the market may have been set, although some additional trade is likely to trickle into the market through the day here today. Now, cash trade in the South remains steady with earlier trade at $113, $2 lower than last week here in our part of the country. Although weakness continues in the market through the end of the week, it's uncertain if feeders will allow cattle to leave lots at even lower prices or hold out as they hope for price support next week. Strong underlying price support moved into the hog futures trade yesterday, while most other financial and commodity markets posted moderate to aggressive losses. At first glance, this seems genuinely odd and hard to explain, but a deeper look into what's going on in the hog futures complex indicates that overall hog trade and the pork complex is looking past domestic market movements and the current scare of the coronavirus as the focus continues to be on the China market and outside world demand needs. Wheat markets are mixed to lower, continuing the downtrends in place dating back to mid-November. Worth noting from a technical standpoint, the sell-off in May Chicago wheat futures from 568.5 corrective high on February 18th to spot levels has now progressed 100% of the length of the sell-off from 590 and three quarters to 540 and a quarter. This could help make the argument the entire sell-off has nearly run its course and wheat futures could find support around current levels. Weaker corn prices overnight following through with light sell pressure from yesterday's session. At Wednesday's highs, May corn was within a half penny of its 50-day moving average but failed to mount an assault at that level yesterday. The soy complex is slightly weaker following through on the double-digit losses yesterday. Like mentioned in the corn section, May soybean volatility is depressed and futures aren't anywhere near the 50-day moving average as that sits at 933. Now we're going to check the futures after this. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring is the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 23rd through the 25th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. April live cattle down 262 at 108.65, June down 187, 102.65, March feeder cattle down 122, 133.62, April's down 190 at 133.65, April hogs up 107, 65.37. Kansas City wheat May down 7 cents yesterday, 446 and a quarter. July was down 6 and a half, 453 and a half. Chicago wheat May was up a half at 518 and three quarters. July was unchanged at 519 and a half. May corn down 3 and a quarter, 381 and three quarters. July down 2 and a half at 383 and three quarters. May soybeans down 10 and a quarter at 897. July was down 10 and a quarter at 905. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.